Don't let the fear of missing God's plan paralyze you and keep you from acting. God can guide a moving ship, not one that is sitting at the dock. Yield your whole life to God and do what you know to do. Take the next step in front of you. Listen for His fine-tuning directions. For example, if you're job hunting, go to as many interviews as you can in your field. Then expect God to fine-tune the direction and guide you toward a specific job. In the following scriptures, the people were guided as they were already on their way somewhere. Notice the opportunities in front of them that they took as their next step. In John 4, Jesus is on his way to Galilee and stops by a well in Samaria to rest. There he meets a woman who, through her encounter with Jesus, becomes his first evangelist. In Acts 3, Peter and John are on their way to the temple to pray, probably a normal day's activity. On the way, they encounter an opportunity to bring Jesus' healing power to a lame man by the gate. In Acts 8, great persecution comes to the Christians in Jerusalem, and they are scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. They are unwillingly on their way somewhere. What opportunity did they take during this tremendous difficulty? Verse 4 says that those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. The following scripture illustrates God fine-tuning your steps as you are on your way, listening for His voice. Isaiah 30:21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." God usually guides you in a general direction, leaving you free to work for Him. Live your life with an attitude of submitting to God, willing to do whatever He asks. Yes, Lord. Then do the good that is in front of you to do. If He wants to fine-tune your path, He will tell you. You can pray a prayer like this. Dear Lord, please guide my steps as I do what I know to do. I trust You to nudge me to the right or left if I leave Your path for my life. Amen.